You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, hour number 2705, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. 888-808-1019 is the number. Myself and Danny Wexelman in for Boomer and Geo. The guys will be back tomorrow as they are enjoying another golf day, so good for them. It is the summertime. A lot in the first hour, on the Yankees, and rightly so, as they beat the Phillies on Sunday, but a lot swirling with that team as we approach the trade deadline. Same for the Mets, Danny, and I thought, you know, when you look at the way they were playing in June, there was a lot made about this team not being nearly as good as maybe we thought they were. I mentioned in the first segment of the first hour that, you know, April and May went so well, even with Juan Soto not doing what you expected him to do, that when June came, we expected, I think, more. And we expected when Soto got going that they would really take off. And it was quite the opposite. Soto started hitting and the Mets went into a collective funk, essentially, and had a pretty big June swoon, if you will. It kind of carried into July. We sit here now and you look at a 7-game winning streak. And I thought they played really well at home last week. And then you get to this series against a good Giants, not a great Giants team, but a good Giants team. I was impressed with what they did this weekend over San Francisco.
Anytime you're going to go West Coast swing and have to deal with these teams, right, you're really far away from home. You're on the road for a while. It's not for the faint of heart. You don't take it lightly, even if the Giants haven't been playing well. In June, by the way, the bullpen ranked 29th in ERA,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't really get much worse than that, 29th in the entire league, compared to what they were doing in the beginning of the season, which is really frustrating. And I know they had a ton of injuries. I know their left-handed relief corps were completely wiped out. And Edwin Diaz still, right, coming up clutch, still being that guy, still important. Reed Garrett is a guy that we're not talking enough about. This guy is going to be so clutch for them down the stretch. He has a whip that's under one in the last month or so, which is elite. Ryan Stanek, another guy who's been really important for them. And I think it's just kind of finding their footing. Like, it's frustrating, similar to the Yankees, the inconsistencies that they've had. For example, right, you mentioned Soto, who when he got hot, everybody else seemed to cool off. And now he and Lindor over the last 2 weeks have not been good. They're hitting under 200 right now. It just feels like there's a bit of a power outage, or just in general, any kind of offensive production from these guys, which in turn puts more pressure and more eyes on Mark Vientos. Why isn't Mark Vientos playing the way that we know he can when he did it in October, right? Brett Beatty has been playing better. Ronnie Mauricio looked really good, especially yesterday on Sunday Night Baseball. Big stage, guy comes up huge, which is important, but it's just a little inconsistent. They regressed to the mean. They were so good to start the season. There was no way they were going to stay that hot, but they've come back down to earth. All of that being said, Jerry, they're still in first place.
They are in first place.
They're in first place, and they have that lead right now, and they're going to have to fight with the Phils to get through it and get past it. I was curious if, I was really curious, were Mets fans Yankees fans for the weekend when the Phillies were in town? Like, do Mets and Yankees fans do that?
So this was...
What do you think?
This was a talking point with C-Mac overnight last week.
Okay.
And I guess... I think you got a mix. I think there are Met fans that just can't root for the Phillies, obviously, regardless of if it's the Yankees. And they're not going to root for the Yankees regardless if it's the Phillies.
But take them how you get them, right?
I agree. And to me, this is the type of series, first of all, no one's rooting for anybody. But yeah. I do think you, at the end of the day, you want to come out of the weekend with a bigger lead in the division than you had before you went into it. So yeah. They wound up with that. It is a fun conversation to have. But
I'm just curious, not being from New York, right? I've been here 11 years. I'm from St. Louis. So like if somebody asked me if I would root for the Cubs, if it meant the Cardinals would gain some traction, I might be like, I won't be mad if they win. I'm not rooting
for
them. I'm not rooting for them, but I just was curious because the divisions, I think, are so coveted right now. You don't want to fall to the wild card in either division. Like, good luck getting out of there. Good luck with these teams scratching and clawing their way back. It's the same in the National League as it is in the American League right now. So I thought it was kind of funny that maybe there are Mets fans that are like, oh, okay, Yankees, I see you. Let's get some wins.
You know what I think? Actually, I think if the Yankees would have taken 2 out of 3, it would have been the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But you end up a game and a half ahead. You started a half game. So I think
I think you take it.
Okay. I think it's fine.
All right.
The thing from the weekend, though, when you looked at what the Phillies did with the Yankees and the Mets did with the Giants, is the player you hit on was Ronnie Mauricio yesterday specifically, because while the likes of Vientos and Beatty have been, Vientos not good all season, really, Beatty's been kind of up and down and had a little stretch there where he was starting to really hit the ball. You know, a guy like Mauricio going 4 for 4 on a day like that last night, and Soto with the clutch home run, you know, we can talk about Lindor and Soto and Alonso and Nimmo, if you want to throw him in there, at nausea, maybe a Marte, the same way I was talking about Judge and Stanton and Bellinger and just like, you've got a group, a really good group of guys that should be able to carry you. But it's those other guys that make up the days when those guys aren't doing what they need them to do. And if Ronnie Mauricio, not all of a sudden, but really starts to hit stride. You talked about lengthening the lineup with the Yankees. Think about what that does for the Mets now going forward. And Alvarez being back, all of a sudden being productive. That's a hell of a lineup again.
Wait, let's talk about that for a second too, right? Because on the other side with the Yankees, you're looking at Anthony Volpe and you're wondering, will he get a day off? Will they would never send him down, right? They would never do a reset like that at this point. But Alvarez went down, put his head down, mm-hmm. got his confidence back. Just learned. He soaked up so much knowledge. I was there the day he came back in the clubhouse, and just watching him, like, he just was walking with more confidence, and now he's swinging with more confidence, and he's commanding this pitching staff with more confidence, which is a huge deal, and they are going to need this down the stretch. So if Lindor and Soto aren't playing the way that you need them to right now, thank goodness you have the baby Mets who are coming up clutch. Thank goodness Alvarez is back and actually took his demotion to heart and took that experience. And instead of saying, I can't believe you did this and I don't deserve to be here, like, he turned it into a positive. You can so easily at that age, he's so young, be like, no, this isn't going to work for me, and not do the actual hard work that needs to be done. So you have to give Alvarez a ton of credit, and you've got to give Beatty a ton of credit. That guy who still doesn't get consistent playing time, who is still fighting for his spots, right, has been coming up big for this team. Don't give up on Mark Vientos yet. Like, I don't know exactly what's going on with him. I think he's pressing. He's still pressing, right, from what he was able to do in October, but he hasn't lost his confidence. Don't give up on him yet. And if Ronnie Mauricio can keep this up, like, I'm curious what David Stearns does. They've been talking about the center field position. I don't care for Cedric Mullins from the Orioles. I don't think that's an upgrade in any regard to Tyrone Taylor or Jeff McNeil. Luis Robert Jr. from the White Sox would be. He'll be expensive. He's going to cost a lot. He is an upgrade offensively. He's not an upgrade defensively. Like, people forget, lost in the shuffle, Tyrone Taylor is a very good center fielder, like one of the best mm-hmm. in all of baseball. So if you're upgrading, it's only because his bat stinks. And that's unfortunate, because his defense is on par with every center fielder in the entire league. But they may upgrade there, and then they're going to need some upgrades on the pitching
but
side.
But I do think, David Stearns kind of told us last week, you know, he likes McNeil in center field all of a sudden, and they like Tyrone Taylor. He did allude to Taylor's offense being less than average, which we understand. But I got the sense, listening to David Stearns last week, that while center field might be a position of need, I don't necessarily know they're going to do anything there. And I think it might be more on pitching. I could be wrong, but I think it's going to be more in pitching than it will be anything.
Well, it's interesting, right? We mentioned, like, okay, so Seth Lugo re-signing with the Royals. You have Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks. Everyone seems pretty low on Dylan Cease right now, 3-10 this season. And then Sandy Alcantara, who is with the Miami Marlins, and then Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller with the Pirates is getting lost in the shuffle a little bit. Mitch Keller is one of the best possible trade deadline acquisitions that I think you can get. The Pirates are going to want something. He's under control for a long time. He's not a free agent until 2029. And this guy is going to eat your innings, and he doesn't give up walks. We were talking about that earlier, how frustrating it is to watch some of these games right now and all the free passes. Like, to me, Mitch Keller is the perfect guy to fit in with the New York Mets. I like him a lot. I don't really care to upgrade at center field. Like, if they want to, then fine. I think you have to focus on the pitching. You want to play in October, you want to compete with the big boys, you better bolster that bullpen, and you better get some starting pitching help, because you don't know what else is going to come your way in the next 2 months.
And the bullpen is so important, because April and May, when they were the best bullpen in baseball, all they did was win. And in June, July, where they were brutal, all they did was lose a lot. And it's a good, that's a good note too, in that, you know, I mentioned the Tigers before the break. All these teams go through it. I'm sure at some point the Blue Jays are going to hit a 2-3 week snag where they're not playing this ridiculous level of baseball. The Yankees have been through it. The Mets went through it. I mentioned the Tigers. The Tigers, who were arguably the best team in baseball for the bulk of the season, just lost 12 out of 13. I mean, think about that number for a well-run organization with a good manager who's been there, done it, really good players, good pitching. They lost 12 out of 13. Like, every team goes through it. It's the same way every team will have a winning streak. Even teams like the Marlins will win. They had that road trip where they won 7 or 8 straight.
Yeah, they have the best pitching staff in the league right now.
So you're going to win a lot. You're going to lose a lot. It's what do you do in between? And I really do think the Mets kind of survived it. Now I'm waiting to see if the Yankees can survive it as they wait for Judge to come back.
Yeah, and we said that too, right? They go as Aaron Judge goes. They literally have a losing record when Aaron Judge is not in the lineup. They don't score as many runs. They have a worse batting average when Aaron Judge isn't there. It looks a little different when Aaron Judge isn't there. But I will say this, like, you do hit the most home runs in the entire league. You do have Max Fried, hopefully healthy, with that blister that I know that's been bothering him, and a Carlos Rodon, who has been better, maybe a little inconsistent in the last month or so, but having a career year for himself. And you have a potential AL MVP in Aaron Judge. You're getting to the postseason, but you're going to be crawling. You are going to be on your hands and your knees, and your stomach is going to hurt. But there's no way this team isn't getting to October. It's probably by a wild card, and you're going to get in by the skin of your teeth, but you're going to get there. And Brian Cashman, the general manager, has gone on and on and on about how much he wants to build this team up. Because guess what, guys? Aaron Judge isn't getting any younger. And he knows that. And everybody knows that. You have Cody Bellinger. You have an incredible, versatile outfielder who has a huge bat, who's proven in the postseason. You don't have him forever either. There's this window that's occurring with your club. And Luke Weaver, who is still really dang good. And Devin Williams, who's finding his footing, right? You have this group. So, like, just hang on. Like, it's put together. It's jerry-rigged together right now. And you're just going to have to hang on and get through these 10 days. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're facing them. It's a 4-game set this week. The Rays pitching staff has struggled the last couple of weeks. It's not been good. That's their bread and butter. Their offense has been really good, but their pitching hasn't. This is a time for the Yankees to play a little cleaner, to just play fundamental baseball. You just got Ryan McMahon. He's going to be a huge asset for you. How about Giancarlo Stanton? Step up, my guy. It's your time to shine right here and right now. Lead this team. Anthony Volpe has 4 home runs in the last 2 weeks as well. That's a guy that maybe he's starting to get hot. You could see him start to evolve a little bit here too. But it's going to give you a stomachache. Like, get your Tums, whatever you need to make yourself feel better, my friend, because it's just going to, you're going to be white knuckling this team for the rest of the year.
Yeah, because there are teams behind them that are pretty damn good. On the other side, we will hear from CeeLo yet again.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 7:25. It is Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. As I sit in this chair, that means CeeLo sits in my chair. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning.
How was just Friday fine. With Boomer and Phil?
It was fun. I mean,
I figured
it was perfect spot. Friday off of no baseball for the locals the night before, a little summer feel-good football Friday. They did a ton of football. They love to bust each other's chops, as you know, which was fun. A couple good callers along the way, so we had a nice time.
Nice.
As you expected it would be for those two in a one-off.
I listened to a good bit driving to the
They enjoyed each other. Boomer had his Sims jersey on. You know, they were
That's jabbing each other left and right.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just here.
It was sitting here. I don't know.
Maybe it was in here on Friday, but I was distracted by him wearing the Sims jersey. So Al had some photos from his childhood wearing Sims jerseys
and
Giants t-shirts or jerseys or whatever. So
I like when Phil told the story about how nice Boomer is, except when people think he's Phil.
Yeah.
And so I saw that firsthand when me, Boomer, and Phil and Geo did that game for Compass Media Networks. We did the Giants-Eagles game. And, of course, Boomer showed up wearing the Phil jersey, which was fine, and it was funny. And we're on the field, and I could not believe how many people actually thought it was Phil. And so at one point, we're walking, and the teams are on the field at this point. We're walking along the sideline, and one guy probably... I'm 51. I would say a little bit older than me is, hey, Phil, hey, Phil. And finally, there's Al. Okay, what a phony Cowboy fan. Nonsense. Cute dog.
Yeah, he was wearing pictures of a lot of different football teams, not just the Cowboys.
And the ad has a 69-cent advertisement. Hilarious.
That's an amazing
And for Al. That. Eagles,
Falcons,
come on.
Giants, yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. Can't take that. Anyhow. So this guy keeps calling, hey, Phil, hey, Phil. And Phil's not with us at this moment. So clearly thinks Boomer's Phil. And Boomer literally just goes, will you zip it and shut up already?
Oh, jeez.
And the guy looked mortified to where I went over. I was like, just so you're aware,
it's not Phil.
It's right. Boomer having fun with you.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, thank God. I'm like, yeah, I felt bad for him.
Now, Boomer claimed, I think in the open, that the security guard downstairs, when he walked in Friday, was mistaking him for Phil.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but...
That does not surprise me.
He was like, all these years, you know, I've been working here, and all of a sudden, the day you're here, I know it seemed a little coincidental.
Maybe.
I'm not sure I fully believe that story, but we do know it happens from time
to
time.
Some of these guys are sleeping half the time, too, so
that
who
is
knows?
True. Who knows? Legitimately sleeping.
Yes,
but, you know,
very
we
much
walk
so.
In at ungodly hours. All right, we are brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. The newcomer for the Yankees, Ryan McMahon, making his presence felt already over the weekend.
Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball pulled down the first base line. That's a fair ball. Stanton scores. Here comes Jazz Chisholm down into the corner. Dominguez had stopped. Now he's at third. He'll get the stop sign there. Ryan McMahon ringing the bell with a two-run double, and we got a 2-2 ball game in the second inning.
Dave Sims here on the fan. Quick response after Carlos Rodon allowed a couple of homers in the top of the second, and the Yanks would tack on a couple more in that frame against Phillies ace Zach Wheeler. They went on to beat Philadelphia 4-3 to salvage the finale of the three-game series. McMahon with the big hit, some key defensive plays at third base as well. He joined Meredith Marakovic on Yes right after the game.
Yeah, it feels good. Just feels good to come in, you know, do some ball player type stuff, show the guys, you know, you're here and you're going to play your butt off for them.
How do you like you're fitting in here in the Bronx so far?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Still a lot more to get used to, but excited to be here.
So, you know, those post-game interviews generally can be kind of quick. I think it was the video ran about 58 seconds. I think she was able to get five questions. He was short and to the point, you know, a lot of
He's not used to getting interviewed. They don't have those in Colorado.
He didn't, like, seem nervous. He handled it fine. Like, he wasn't tripping over. They were just very quick,
four or five short, second answers.
Concise answers, and I'm ready to get back in there in the clubhouse.
He's already
and,
fitting in. Yeah, yeah, it's the Yankee
ever,
way.
Either one of you, because you've both been in locker rooms, have you ever done one of those where you're planning on sending in the full interview, maybe air or put on the website or something, and you think or you're expecting it to be 4 or 5 minutes, and you end up with an interview who you can tell 5 minutes might be 100 questions.
Yeah.
It's like you start like getting like, what do you do?
What do you ask? Yeah, right.
You listen. I think we forget to listen a lot. So yeah, but you do probably have to ask a lot
but
of follow-ups.
Some guys don't say anything.
Yeah, but that's not your fault. Like, that's on them, right? You can't put words in their mouth. So you just, you do your best to follow up. Can I say really quick though, like, I know that everybody wanted Eugenio Suarez and people wanted the 38 home runs to add. A lot of people did.
Want the 200 strikeouts?
Ryan McMahon, like, is going to give you enough pop. Hopefully Judge is back to pair with him. He's one of the best third basemen in the league. Like, this is a slam dunk. And you said this earlier, 2 years of control.
Yep.
Like, sign me up for that.
I like this a lot better, to be honest. I was hoping that the Suarez thing wasn't going to happen. No disrespect to him. I know he's having a monster year.
I think he's exactly what they don't need.
Right. It's more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know this guy in Colorado wasn't killing it batting average-wise. Look across the league. Not a lot of guys are killing it batting average-wise. So, little pop, lefty bat. You pair it with Rosario, who hits lefties well. Maybe a little bit of a tandem there. So, you know, we'll see how it works out. And, yes, the bar was set so low from what they were getting at third base, which, by the way, leads me to my next clip here from Aaron Boone's perspective, a defensive position he certainly knows quite well from his playing days and kind of indicates that this is what they've been missing.
I actually remember when we were in Colorado earlier in the year and he made a play, and I think I turned to Brad and I said, that's what third base is supposed to look like right there.
Bench coach Brad Ausmus, so I'm not saying that's a dig or a shot at, you know, the front office or Oswald Peraza or Oswaldo Cabrera or Jazz.
Yeah.
But this is what a professional third baseman looks like. So far, so good for him. Take you back to Saturday. Yes, the injury and imaging results for one Aaron Judge, a flexor strain in the throwing arm, but the UCL is intact. So hit the IL for 10 days at least. Here was Judge post-game Saturday admitting he was hesitant to get this even looked at.
You don't know what's going to show up. That's why I kind of pushed off a lot of the imaging and stuff like that, because it's if I don't know what's going on, you know, can't hurt you, I guess.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
But I got to a point where they needed to take a look at it and get it figured out. Tonight, you got the Rays coming to town. They have been struggling. They've lost 4 straight, 6 out of 7. Cam Schlittler will make his third big league start. Drew Rasmussen goes for Tampa Bay. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan and the Free Odyssey app begins at 6:25. This is a 4-game series, by the way. Meantime, Sunday Night Baseball out in San Francisco with the Mets completing a 3-game sweep of the Giants.
Mauricio 2-for-2 tonight. Swings the next pitch and crushes it deep to right field. Yastrzemski will turn and just watch this one fly into McCovey Cove and right, splashdown for Ronnie Mauricio.
Pat McCarthy, Odyssey Mets Radio, just inside the foul pole with Mauricio doing a little point job there to make sure that thing stayed fair. Game-tying blast, part of a 4-for-4 night at the plate for Mauricio, including a couple of doubles as he starred in this one. Juan Soto followed with an opposite field go-ahead homer, his 25th of the season, as the Mets finished off the Giants 5-3 with Edwin Diaz stranding the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth for his 23rd save. He did settle down and strike out Willy Adames looking, and then Matt Chapman swinging on 99 above the letters. Chapman, who had homered twice earlier in the game, not able to catch up with the Diaz fastball, and the Mets put this one away. Carlos Mendoza happy to see different parts of his lineup contributing.
1 through 9, you know, I feel like anybody in that lineup can take anybody deep. So that's what we never feel like we're out of a game, you know, because guy gets on, a couple of guys gets on, and before you know it, you got the tying run on the play, and anybody can clip anybody.
Problem is,
but they don't though.
Yeah, they get the tying run to the plate, and the guy's on base, but then they need some more hits in those
what
spots.
I don't even know, because I mean, it felt like they left an army of men on base again this weekend.
Oh, this weekend, Fleegs, you had
and it could not have been good. What was the number?
He told me something. He was either runners in scoring position or left on base in the warm-up show. You gave
me runners in scoring position. They said was 4-for-20 or 30 something. It only worked because the Giants went 0-for-20 something.
Yeah. I'm sorry, 4-for-30. It was that bad. I knew it was bad.
It might have been in
last
the 20s.
Night. They I didn't won, see Friday and they were 2-for-13 with runners.
Yeah,
in scoring position.
I mean, and that to me, you know, this team will be in the playoffs for sure. What concerns me about this team is that when they get into a big spot, like even in the game yesterday, they got first and third, they got first and second, and they cannot get these runs in. And I mean less than two outs, too. And it's just, well, it can't be... Yeah. You can't be home run or bust, and I know it wasn't yesterday, but you got to drive these runs in when they're there for the taking.
You could have a bigger gap in the division, right?
Agreed.
You want to create some space there with the Phillies, who are a really good team, a very complete team. Dave Dombrowski, excuse me, was in New York during that series, and he means business, right? Like, this is a guy who is going to make moves for this team. So if the Mets can't continue to find some consistency anywhere, it's going to be a battle down to the end.
7-for-34 in the series. Runners in scoring position. How many left on base? Say 23. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of non-production after having good at-bats.
And they swept the series.
I know. You don't complain about it, but you do. You're concerned about it, though, when they get into these
series.
In the
long term, yep. 7 straight wins, though, moving past that June swoon, which did extend into July. Here's Soto on the long season.
It's baseball. Things are going to happen. We just got to keep grinding, keep going forward, and forget about what happened in the past.
I mentioned 25th home run for him. I think one of four guys to do it in the four consecutive seasons.
He's had such a strange season.
Yes, yeah.
Because the numbers, at the end of the year, I think the numbers are going to look really good.
Yep.
And yesterday was, you know, we always talk about, is he impacting the games? And he wasn't in April and May. And then even in June when he was doing well, they weren't winning.
Right.
Yesterday, obviously, is a very impactful home run, and he's had some good games. It's just weird.
Yes, but I think the Met fan would sign for where they're at record-wise.
Oh, and he's trending upward again.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So the rest of the way into the postseason,
no doubt.
If he does what he's supposed to do.
But
then
he's got to show up. If he doesn't show up big time soon, that's going to be a big problem in October.
Yeah.
Like, can't have a cold bat from him in October.
Yep, no doubt. Bullpen good after Kodai Senga, including the Met debut for Gregory Soto. I mean, Diaz was shaky, but then good in the end and getting the last couple strikeouts and making sure no runs came across. Road trip moves on to San Diego. They have a series opener with the Padres tonight, 9:40, first pitch. Frankie Montas and
Dylan Cease. Is Jose Iglesias playing at all for them?
Not as much as he was for the Mets, but
he's only hitting like 230-something.
Yeah, hasn't had nearly as good or impactful.
Got it.
A year, if I can pull that up for you real quick here, Jerry.
Think about a year ago. It was the summer of Jose Iglesias.
Yes, he has played in 76 games, 214 at-bats, so not a full-time player,
right.
Obviously. He's hitting .234, no home runs, 24 RBIs, a sub-600 OPS. So I would say the Mets made the right decision there, it would seem.
Well, sometimes you fit in other places better.
That is very true. Real quick one here. This was Keith Hernandez, I guess, from Saturday's game. Commenting on some loudmouth in the crowd, I guess he saw. I'm not entirely sure, but the audio is quick and funny.
I'm going to put a hot dog. Get that guy a hot dog so he can chew on something. Shut up.
At least they had a heckler who was audibly heard on the broadcast. So just stuff a hot dog in his mouth and shut him up. So
that's funny.
You had that, and did you see what was going on in the crowd at the Yankee game yesterday with a couple of Phillies fans, a little Phillies couple?
Eagles? The Eagles chant?
No, not the Eagles chant.
There was a couple.
No,
there was a couple, I think, in the upper deck with some empty seats around them. And they...
A little sexy time.
They were doing...
You're lying.
No. The video's out there if you'd like to take a look at that during the break.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And yeah.
What?
And there's different ways to have sexy time?
Yes. This was...
This was not...
PDA, right? Public display of affection.
That's an aggressive form of PDA.
It was a very aggressive form of
PDA. So we went from like the Coldplay moment to this moment.
I don't know if they're boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife.
I don't think anyone's disputing any of that.
I just don't know what the nature of the relationship is.
I'm just saying, like, in general right now.
Correct.
We're letting things air out in public. That's fun.
Evidently.
Yeah. Maybe don't do that.
I don't know if there was airing out, but there was... It was a moment.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
There was a build-up, and there
get
was a
room?
Moment.
Like, get a room?
No, oh, they were fine in the seats.
No, they needed to get... No, I think they, for everyone else's sake, needed to get a room.
Well, how...
Or wait until after the game.
So the video I saw didn't seem like anyone was even...
Even what?
I missed this entire video.
That's why they were videoing it.
Yes. The people that were videoing it certainly saw something.
Right.
But it didn't seem like anyone else had any idea what was going on.
It was not a densely populated session.
Right. And we didn't have pants down to the knees.
The game was too boring that they decided they needed to make their own good time.
Oh, they made good time.
It seemed that way, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, good for them.
Hey, good for them is right. Right.
Speaking of good for them, Hall of Fame induction ceremony yesterday up in Cooperstown. We heard a bit from CC Sabathia last hour. Here he was with a nod to his fellow inductee, Ichiro Suzuki.
I am so proud and humbled to join you as a Hall of Famer. Even Ichiro, who stole my Rookie of the Year award in 2001.
That's fun. Ichiro with some cute. Nice extended thoughts on his brief time with the Yankees, kind of paying homage to getting a chance to wear the pinstripes for a little bit of what was a Hall of Fame career.
Thank you to the New York Yankees. I know you guys are really here today for Sissy. But that's okay. He deserves your love. I enjoyed my 2.5 years in pinstripes. And I thank you for letting me experience the great leadership of Derek Jeter and your organization's proud culture.
Did it strike you all as interesting that he came across as more natural, speaking his second language, than Billy Wagner and CC Sabathia did reading from prepared notes?
I mean, I said it, like, the wit, the sarcasm.
He was awesome.
He nailed it. Yeah. You wouldn't know that, like, that guy was not speaking English throughout his career.
Yeah. My guess would be, and I can't get into his own head, but my guess would be he's so focused on trying to do the English and read it properly that Wagner seemed very nervous to me.
Yeah.
More than anything. So maybe he wasn't
That's
nervous
fascinating.
He's trying to read English. I don't know.
Sometimes, though, when you're just focused on reading, it can come across kind of as robotic, whereas I thought Ichiro was very engaging.
He was good.
That's not surprising,
great
right?
Great timing, delivery, the comedy. You
How
know,
many times do you think
awesome.
He practiced that?
That's a good question.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. He sat there and read that over and over, and then they picked the timing of all of those moments, his inflection, like even those little pieces, like that was almost a masterclass in having English be your second language and delivering a Hall of Fame speech.
Very prepared, no doubt about it. Can I give you a couple quick Jameis Winstons?
Of course.
Ooh. As he spoke at Giants camp yesterday, first getting to the podium with some pleasantries for the gathered media.
How y'all doing? don't let the dreariness of the overcast affect your mood, guys. Come on. It is Sunday, huh?
Every day is Lord's Day. Let's be clear about that. Every day is Lord's Day. So I guess there was a sequence where he was commanding the offense. He took them down into the red zone. They pull him off the field, and they insert Jackson Dart, who finished off a touchdown drive. So Jameis having some fun with that, thinking back to his time in New Orleans with the Saints.
Man, you know, I'm used to it. You know, if you remember in New Orleans, Taysom Hill, I used to ride a team all the way down the field, and Taysom Hill used to come in and run quarterback power and score a touchdown. So I was like, hey, like Jackson is Taysom Hill, you know. Well, Taysom from Idaho, but Jackson from Utah. I was like, it's that Utah connection. Like every time I have a good drive, like they're going to take me out and put a kid from Utah in to come score a touchdown.
And then there was a little finish to that thought where he kind of was like, oh, no, I'm all good.
No, but no, man, like he needs those reps. He needs those red zone reps. I'd have been in the red zone a lot, you know, and that was a good drive. I knew I was going to end up in the end zone, so it allowed me to visualize myself being in the end zone again.
He is. He's fun.
He is.
He is fun. I don't know that we're going to hear much from him when the season begins.
True.
But
yeah. This is the time for it. And some of his visual, even, I've got the clip where he's talking about connecting with the wide receivers. Now you got to play with your eyes.
Yes.
And his eyes are like bulging out of his head as he's saying it. So he's, I mean, really all three of them. Russell Wilson is, you can say what you want about him, you know, but
he's fine. He's
give you a decent soundbite. And Dart, so far.
He seems like he's a canned soundbite. That's the difference.
Canned, yes.
Which is fine.
Kind of like what we heard from Ryan McMahon a little bit there earlier
maybe.
With Meredith Marakovich. But Dart's been good
so far,
too.
Dart seems fun, too.
He doesn't seem too nervous or, you know.
No.
Deer in the headlights.
I like
at
that
all.
QB room, by the way. Like, it's a versatile QB room.
Yeah.
And right? By the way, Tommy DeVito's still there, too.
Yeah. And with Winston and the way that he talks and the way he sees the game, but also maybe he's going to be the lighthearted personality so
no
that
doubt.
Everybody else doesn't have to and bring them together. Like, he could be the key to everything they do this season.
If he's there.
If he's there.
That's the other part
if he's
of it.
There.
Before
yeah.
I go
there.
For
yeah.
next hour, did you see Aaron Rodgers asked about what Terry Bradshaw?
Yes.
You saw that clip?
So I didn't see it. I read the quote.
Okay.
So if you could have it next hour. We're going to talk about that and the football at 8, but if you could have the quote at 8:30, that'd be awesome.
You got it.
All right, we'll see you next hour. Thanks, Chris.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Bill Ford, Tough Studio, 752. Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. They will be back on Monday. All right, a couple of things just to clean up. We're going to turn our attention to football coming up at 8 o'clock for a little while as well. And then I'm going to do something. Maybe it's fair, maybe it's not. I don't know. But we're going to see how well does Danny know Boomer. And you guys will join in as well. That'll be next hour. So we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But CeeLo brought up something from the Yankee game, this video that's kind of all over the place of two people in the crowd at Yankee Stadium doing the nasty in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how to say it cleanly other than that. And now you're telling me that people are hitting you up saying that that was fake.
Yeah, I saw on social media, I'm trying to find it right now, that the lady at the Yankees game was faking it. I think that's more a hit on the dude. I think women are like, you know what, you're not really satisfying. In general, in 2025, men are dissatisfying. So I think it's more a hit on the guy than what they were doing. That's my interpretation there, Jerry.
Maybe.
Would you disagree? Can you speak to that?
I wasn't going that far. It just looked like something that they shouldn't have been doing was happening.
Doesn't everybody know that phones are out 24/7, 365?
You have literally a couple of drinks, no one cares.
I don't know. Even when I have drinks, I'm always like, people are doing weird things. People are probably videotaping every moment of everything happening. Maybe that's a little, what's the word? Naive, not naive. If I'm being like too careful and too cautious, but
maybe, and I think
a little neurotic, but still.
I don't think people care. I
improve your sex life.
Yeah, okay. I suppose.
Why don't people care?
I don't think they do.
Hey, can we bring back secrets? I would like to bring a petition to bring back secrets.
Okay.
Bring back flip phones.
Ooh, I like the flip phone.
And voicemails. Like, let's go back a little bit. Can we do that?
Or, and not that I'm much of a talker. I wouldn't sit there and say I am. But also the fact that no one talks to anybody anymore.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more.
Yeah.
I vote, like, there should be an hour in the day where nobody's using their phones. For one hour.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the article in the newspaper this morning says that people are engaged on a screen, whether it's a computer or a phone screen, for now more than 50% of their life.
That's so sick.
That is a big number.
I need to touch grass more. I need more grass in my life.
Which is a new thing. Touch grass in the morning when the sun's coming up.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, all your ills will go away. Don't know if that's true, but that is a thing out there too. And then real quick, and I know I'm not going to spend much time on this, and we'll grab the call in a second. Gio will talk about this tomorrow, too. But just a quick thank you. We were at the Breezy Golf Tournament on Friday, which is why the two of us weren't out of here. The Bob Does Sports guys. And it, I got to tell you, there are not many opportunities in life or many times in life when you meet people that you think are a certain way and they turn out to be that way. Usually you're disappointed in a lot of cases, I would think. It's rare when guys over-deliver. I will tell you, these guys over-delivered on Friday, that all of those guys that run that operation could not have been nicer. We had it was hot as hell on Friday. It was literally 100 degrees. And yet everybody was in good spirits. It was a great day. I look forward to hearing Gio's take because I will tell you, so I did a video, which I posted on YouTube about the day.
Okay.
But I didn't video the whole day. You can't do that.
Yeah.
One of the holes I didn't video.
No.
We used Gio's drive, which was perfect.
Okay.
We used Gio's second shot, which was perfect. And then Gio drains a 20-footer for birdie. It was his hole. It's like one of five or six I didn't video, and I felt bad about it.
We have no recollection.
There's no video proof.
No proof this happened, except for what you're saying right now.
He plays the perfect hole, and I felt bad for him.
You know what? Maybe that's okay. It's in your memory. You can describe it to us.
And I did have some good shots on video of him, but not this one particular hole.
You got a YouTube channel?
I do, yeah.
Remind me the name
of it? I don't do a lot with it, but I do.
Remind me the name of it.
Yeah, we'll do.
What is the name of your YouTube channel?
Well, this one specifically is just Recco Golf.
Yeah.
So I have not a lot. I have a few golf videos up there.
Do you use GoPros?
I did for that yesterday, Friday, yeah. Believe it or not, the phone video was great too, though. So I've done some of the phone, but you can tell the quality's a little bit better with the GoPro for sure.
Can I tell you something really quick? Do we have a second about my phone?
Sure.
Speaking of, so I cracked the back of this. I just got a 16 a few months ago. I fell.
Are you another one with the iPhone?
I fell, yes. I cracked the back and I broke a camera. I went to Verizon over the weekend. I had insurance. Okay. I took out insurance on the phone. And the lady's like, you don't have insurance. You're going to have to pay $1,000 to get a new phone. And I'm looking at the app, and it says I'm subscribed. And she's like, you don't have insurance. So then I go to a You Break, I Fix. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's $200.
So you didn't have insurance?
She said I didn't have it. So I left. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay $1,000. So I go to You Break, I Fix in my neighborhood. And they're like, it's $250. And I was like, great, let's do that. That's way better. And I want to get this fixed. I look again. I just double check. I'm texting with my mom. She's like, you have insurance. I have insurance. The lady of Verizon told me that I didn't, was going to charge me $1,000 for a new phone.
Wow.
And instead, it's completely free, got it all fixed because I had been paying.
You went back there?
I didn't go back because I felt like that was like, I'm not that kind of person that's going to be like, you said this, but they fixed it at this other place for me. And I was just like, why? What's wrong with people? Can we just be a little nicer?
That's a great question.
Can we just be a little nicer? Come on.
You would think.
I bought insurance and she was like, you don't have it. And I was like, no, I think I do have it.
I think next time you got to walk in with the proof.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I did have it in the app. It said subscribed and apparently it wasn't good enough.
We have time for one quick one just because I'm going to turn my attention to football afterwards. So Huey in St. Louis is calling for Danny. What's up, Huey?
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, I'm an Android guy also, so I'm with you on that, man.
My man. Nice.
Danny, I find it interesting. So I moved to St. Louis from New York in 83.
Wow.
Diehard Met fan, living there through the Cardinal Mets in the 80s, and I'm sure you're very aware how intense that was from people telling stories back then. It was nuts.
Probably not,
but I will tell you this. I think that rivalry was more intense. You'd be aware of Cubs Cardinals, Mets Cardinals for that 5 years. It was insane. And I had just moved there. Jerry, I was there when Darryl hit the home run off of Ken Daly in 85 off the scoreboard.
Nice.
And I walked out of there thinking, yeah, Mets are going to pull this thing out and take the Cardinals there. But, Danny, what's interesting is, I think about you and Gary Apple obviously has ties to St. Louis, too.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, so it's interesting watching him on the news back then and hearing your stories about St. Louis and like I said, I've been a regular call to the fan. I was out with Mike and the Mad Dog back in the day. I attended the bowl party with these at that time.
COVID.
Yes, COVID. Yeah, I remember you had COVID that day. But yeah. The St. Louis connection to me is pretty cool there.
Very cool.
I appreciate
the call,
Yoey.
That's awesome. That is very cool. Yeah, that was the boat party, we may not be aware of, was during the year after COVID.
Okay.
And Boomer and Gio went out to Long Island, and they did a show. That's where they met Jordan Davis, the country music artist. He did the concert there, and they had all the people in the boats that were watching the show, and I was stuck at home in my basement with COVID. And it was a really cool event. So at some point, maybe we'll get the video.
Let's do it again.
CBS. Well, we've said that to Gio, but as Gio said, that was a lot to put together.
Fair enough.
And it took a lot out of him for sure. Maybe one day in the future, but not this summer. That we do know. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to turn our attention to football for a couple of minutes as we are getting closer and closer to the start of the preseason, closer and closer to the start of the NFL season, and then more of you as well. 888-808-1019. Danny and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.